You're listening to SBS News.
Western Australia's hard border closure could be replaced with what Premier Mark McGowan is calling a controlled interstate border arrangement. He's nominated the changes to start on the 14th of November, pending health advice. Travellers from Tasmania, South Australia, the Northern Territory, Queensland and the ACT will be considered very low risk and will be allowed to enter WA without quarantine. Premier McGowan says people will be subject to health checks on arrival and will have to complete a declaration disclosing which jurisdictions they've been into in the previous 14 days and stating that they don't have any COVID-19 symptoms.
All travellers from states and territories that are deemed low risk will also be permitted to enter WA. However, they will also be required to take a COVID-19 test at the airport COVID clinic if deemed necessary by a health clinician, self-quarantine for 14 days in a suitable premise, and present for a COVID-19 test on day 11.
Queensland has decided to keep its borders closed to people from Greater Sydney and Victoria. Chief Health Officer Dr. Janet Young says there are still too many mystery cases of community transmission in Sydney, so she's recommended the border remain closed to people in 32 local government areas in Greater Sydney. Dr. Young has declared it's safe for people living in regional New South Wales to travel to Queensland from the 3rd of November, and Sydney Airport can be used for transiting in either direction.
People will be able to travel up into Queensland for any reason at all, and Queenslanders will be able to travel down into New South Wales to those areas for any reason at all. And they can travel via Sydney Airport at Mascot, but they will need to then travel through Sydney without stopping in Sydney to get to those areas outside those 32 LGAs in Sydney.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's disappointed that Sydneysiders remained blocked from entering Queensland. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has urged people to follow the COVID-19 rules so there's no return to lockdown. He's made that plea as some people in Victoria take an unofficial long weekend. They do it by taking time off next Monday and then enjoy Victoria's annual Melbourne Cup Day public holiday on Tuesday. While people can now shop in stores and go to restaurants and bars, there are still several rules in place, including a once-per-day rule covering household visits.
Ahead of the weekend, I'm just reminding people that visitors to your home, it's one visiting event per day. And I know that's challenging, but if we want to keep doing that and not be locked down again and unable to see the people that we love, then we've just got to keep vigilant.
Victoria has recorded 4 new cases and no further deaths, but the Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says 2 cases are what he's calling weak positives. Professor Sutton says people should do all they can to comply with the COVID-safe rules, such as avoiding crowded areas.
If you're being asked to cram in with others, please decline. Go to a safe place where you can enjoy your food or drink or whatever else safely. That's your entitlement.
Psychologist Dr. Glenn Hosking from Victoria University says the pandemic has left some people feeling anxious about venturing out. He says for those feeling nervous about social interactions, it's important to take it slowly.
For people who are really uncomfortable in those kinds of situations, taking it slowly is going to be really important. You know, it's my view that avoidance is often not a good thing to do. So to completely avoid it is often not a healthy way to try and manage that anxiety. But what can be helpful is to take it slowly and to do it almost like a step-by-step exposure where you gradually perhaps increase the environment, the intensity of the environment that you're in or the frequency of which you're engaging in these kinds of environments.
Dr. Hosking says the restrictions on gatherings can be onerous, especially for people from cultures that place great importance on the extended family unit.
Those communities in particular, but also many communities where family is a particularly important anchor in their day-to-day lives, that this can be a real challenging aspect of it. And I think we have seen evidence of that already, that for many people, the restrictions on seeing family and visiting family have been one of the real hardest elements of this. And as you say, that in Melbourne, those restrictions are still in place in terms of the, you know, kind of numbers of families that can visit each other on any one given day. And so that is likely to continue.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.